Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. Thank you for joining me this week, and I am so glad that you're here.
I love the start of the year. I mean, who doesn't? It's like a clean slate. Last year is behind me. Everything I had to go through, the drama, whatever. And this is a fresh start, a clean slate, like I said. So one of the things that are so important and the reason why I wanted to make this video is because I feel like in the beginning of every year, we all make goals for ourselves, which is so, so important, right? We want to get into better shape. We want to lose weight. This is going to be the year that I find an amazing partner, or this is the year that I'm going to leave my job and do the thing that I really want to do in life, or whatever, right? Whatever it is, the goal that we're setting for ourselves. And I think after the first couple weeks of kind of like getting into that goal, we get discouraged, we get defeated, and then the goal stops. I mean, that's just the way it happens with most people. And I think the reason is that it's almost impossible to go from 0 to 60, right? Like, in order to make that huge leap, you have to be very mindful and conscious every single step of that way, and fighting off all the demons, your bullies, knowing where your wounds are, knowing the stories that you tell yourself, and really, really focusing on that inner dialogue. And it's something that I talk about extensively throughout this channel, is learning how to have healthy, positive and healthy self-talk. I mean, that is just literally, it is the thing that causes you to stay motivated, be happy, et cetera, et cetera. And there's so much that goes into that, and I have so many videos on that. So I'm not gonna get into that, but what I wanna do is something that'll kind of start to change your focus, is when we set these goals for ourselves, while it is amazing, I wanna lose 20 pounds, I wanna find a great partner, we just set these goals for ourselves and then we kind of like leave it alone. We might take a little bit of action, but when the action starts to get frustrating, or we're not seeing the progress yet, or we tend to get defeated because now we're focusing on the inner dialogue and the inner dialogue is telling us like, yeah, this is too hard, and all of that. What's important with a goal is your goals need to be non-negotiables. Now, the reason why I say that is because think about anything that you've ever done in life. When you know that you had to do it. So let's take someone that, you know, has a family, is a single parent, and lost their job. Their goal is, I have to find a new job. It's not even an option that I can't just, you know, sit around and do nothing. I'm going to hustle and hustle until I find something to put food on the table, to pay the bills. So something that they just casually would want to do, like, hey, let's go find a job, becomes an absolute must for them. They have to do this. They must do it. Not even have to, they must. Must is like, it non-negotiable. It's going to happen. Have to is kind of like, eh, I have to do it, but I don't really want to do it. A must is, it needs to happen. So I would say, any goal that you have, if your goal is not a must, like it must happen, it's happening, it's already done, it's going to happen, and you kind of live like that, if any goal you have isn't a must, throw it away. Throw it away, because you're going to get defeated. You're going to get discouraged as you're working towards any goal. And when you get defeated, you can listen to affirmations, you can work on the inner dialogue, all that kind of stuff, but there has to be a yearning, a drive inside of you that causes you to want to achieve this goal. Because the reason why goals happen is because the habits of that person changed, right? So if I have this goal and I have this goal, I lost my job and I need to find a new job, and it's a must, it has to happen. But normally I'm a lazy person and I don't ever really kind of do much for myself, and I've stayed at the same company for like 20 years and I didn't like it, but I didn't jump ship because whatever. And now you lose your job after 20 years and now you have to find a new job. Now you become more motivated to find a job, right? Like, so instead of, I guess what I'm saying is, your desire to kind of get up and make something happen for yourself is greater because now you're put in a situation where this goal is a must. It has to happen. So your goals in life, in order to really create some change within yourselves, of course, always working on the inner dialogue, right? Like, what's the stories I'm telling myself that are causing me to stay stuck? But really where we kind of have to start with is working on, this is what I want and it's going to happen. That should be something that you tell yourself every single day. And then as you tell yourself, this is going to happen, it becomes a matter of taking action towards that goal. So that person that lost their job after 20 years, they're out there every single day applying for jobs. They're going online. You know, back in the day, you have to go into places and fill out applications, application after application after application. And so what they did, how their life changed, is they got up and they took action. They did something. They could have filled out 50 applications and gotten a no from every single person, but they still went out and did it. And they didn't care if they were going to get a no. They just had to go and fill out as many applications as they could. So that's where you really begin to achieve your goals and have the things that you want in life, is when you go out there and you actually just do something, right? If you want to lose weight and, you know, you're trying to lose 20, 30, 50 pounds, whatever it is for yourself, you want to get physically fit and you've never worked out a day in your life, going to the gym and signing up to go and saying, okay, I'm going to go every single day after work. Okay, well, you've never worked out a day in your life. So instead of having a goal that might be unattainable, something that I always say to my clients is, if this is the goal you want, give me one thing that you can do this week that's attainable towards that goal. That will make you feel like you're progressing. That'll give you satisfaction because you'll say, you know what? I did that little step. And then you'll want more. And then it becomes like addictive, rather than having this huge goal that you set for yourself and feeling like it's so unattainable and not even knowing what direction to take in order to get there. By just taking these small little steps, you then kind of say, okay, I did step one and I'm bored with that. So if you're trying to lose weight, hell, just taking a walk around the block. I mean, that's how I started. I was never a person that enjoyed working out. And like I always say, I work out for my mental. I don't really work out for my physical body. I mean, it's great when you see the benefits of working out, but really for me, it's a mental thing. And when I was going through my divorce and I had a brand new baby, I could not be in the house all day, every day. And so I would just start by going for a walk around the block. I just got out of my comfort zone a little bit. And I said, okay, I can at least take a couple walks around the block. And then it got to the point where that got boring and I found a hill in my neighborhood and I would push that carriage up the hill and that would be my workout. And then when that became so easy, I then took it the next step further and I got a gym membership and I said, okay, I'll go like maybe once or twice a week. And I did that. And so it was gradual steps in order for me to get there. Same thing with even my YouTube channel, right? In the beginning, it was making all these excuses why, you know, I couldn't do it, or I don't know what to do, and I don't know how to do a video, and I'm so insecure talking to the camera. And then it became a matter of like, all right, let me just do one video. And it was 4 minutes long. And it took me probably an hour to do those 4 minutes. And then over time, the more I did it, I kind of pushed myself like even further and further. So it's no different with any aspect of your life. It's just to take small steps towards that goal that you want to achieve. If you're trying to meet a great partner, you need to get out there, right? You need to be on dating apps, but, or not just dating apps, just put yourself out there more. Even if you just go out with girlfriends, just working on your energy, your vibration, yourself, and being able to monitor the conversations that are going on inside when you're sitting across from a man or a woman and you begin to have those old thoughts of insecurity, of what if they don't like me? What are they thinking? Do I look cute enough? Am I saying the right things? And tackling those demons in the moment is going to be huge towards you having the confidence and the energy that you really want to have to attract a great, healthy partner.